Woody Page, Sarah Spain, Kevin Blackstone, Jun Lee. Just trust. Stick together. This is going to show who we are and what we're made of. You hear teams talk about that all the time. But when it's the Clippers saying it, what are we talking about? Let's go. LeBron James's first playoff game at the Staples Center ever. Lakers' first playoff win at Staples since 2012. Kobe had 36 in that one. So LeBron going to the basket like he did. Anthony Davis staying upright, mostly. Are the Lakers beginning to round into the team they need to be to defend their crown? That's one question. And question B, are the Suns cooked? If this is the Chris Paul that's left. Around the horn to Jun Lee.
What's up, kiddos? I'm Clinton Yates of Around the Horn. Whenever I go to cover games or attend events in Los Angeles, I'm always keeping my eye out for the best dressed person in the room. I saw Diego Luna at the Andor red carpet launch event, Star Wars, folks, and he looked head of state fresh. Now you can also be that person too, whether you're sitting courtside, attending a fancy dinner, or going to a wedding. With a fully custom suit from Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million for way, way less. They start at just $4.99. With Indochino, you can design the suit of your dreams and fine-tune every detail, including lapels, linings, monograms, pocket flaps, etc. A tailored fit from home. Set up your measurement profile on Indochino's website and choose customizations without even leaving the house. Look your best this wedding season. At the table or on the dance floor when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code HORN to get 10% off any purchase of $3.99 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code HORN.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, I mean, for me, the sign that the Lakers are back is that LeBron was taking over the game last night by driving to the hoop. He went 5 of 7 on drives to the hoop last night. And I think that's kind of the signature of any LeBron James team, that he has the capability to take over at any given point. Now, as for the Suns and Chris Paul, I'm incredibly worried about them moving forward because he's the reason why they had the second best record in the NBA this year and they were able to take a step forward. And beyond that, he's the reason why Devin Booker has been able to be a star this year. Last night he was contested on 15 of 19 shots because Chris Paul hasn't been able to perform at this offensive level that you would expect out of him over the course of the entire season.
Woody Page, are the Lakers back to being the Lakers? And that second question about Chris Paul, is Phoenix cooked? If this is what he is. Right?
First of all, they are, if Anthony Davis is not going to limp through the rest of the series. Mm-hmm. I'm concerned a bit about him because we're we have gone into the playoffs worried about both LeBron and Anthony, and LeBron seems like he's back on his game. He reminds me, LeBron does, of earlier in playoffs when he was with Cleveland, where he would try to get people involved, and then finally he'd say, the hell with that. Just let him take the ball and go inside. Because in the first two games, he wasn't a guy that he wasn't a guy previously that was wanting to go to the basket. Well, we saw that, as June pointed out, in the second half last night, where he said, enough of that. Let me just take over this game. So I think that's important. Yes, this is the team that you'll actually want to see if you're a Lakers fan, that you depend on that 1-2 combination. On the side of the Suns, this is the fourth time in seven playoffs that Chris Paul has gotten hurt. I mean, unfortunately, he just runs into bad luck every year. Remember when they were playing, when he was with Houston and playing against the Warriors, they had a chance to win that series. Well, they don't have a chance to win this series, whether he is on top of his game or in the middle of his game. But I expect him to get better as the series goes along, but it's not going to go long. It's not going
to
go long.
All right, now you're using the LeBron strategy. Used to be that Woody would just try to make everybody else get some touches here. Now he's like, hell with that, I'm just going to go. Sarah Spain, if there's anything left in the bone, go ahead.
Right. Well, it is that LeBron tries to get other people involved, but this year it's as much about him being concerned about his health and wanting to stay out of the fray. So we saw that he's been willing to drive and get to the bucket and take some hits. That's something to keep an eye on, though, as the playoffs continue. Same with Anthony Davis, who, you know, hyperextended that leg but is constantly on, you know, injury watch as well. So the Lakers, when they're healthy, are doing exactly what we expect out of them. They are too big, too strong, too multifaceted for a team like the Suns. But when you add in Chris Paul being out, this is a team that hadn't made the playoffs since 2010. Chris Paul arrives, they win 51 games, they get the second seed. He was tied for third in the league in assists. You take him off the court and they don't function the same way. They were going to have enough of a handful with the Lakers without him being injured. Now they don't have a shot.
Kevin, if you could start there, is this just a what could have been series now with Chris Paul the way he is?
Well, it is a little bit, but as I thought going into this series, unless Chris Paul was going to grow to be 6'9", 275 overnight, it still was going to be a disadvantage for them. They are just too small and not strong enough. And you saw it last night in the 58-38 stat, which was points in the paint for the Lakers versus the Suns. And now they are frustrated by what's happening to them because, and it's been pointed out, you know, the Lakers' defense has been solid no matter what. I think the Suns are now averaging less than 100 points in this series, right? They had 102 in the second game. So that's really frustrating for them. And you saw it, unfortunately, last night when Devin Booker foolishly and dangerously shoved Schroeder out of the air on that shot attempt.
We'll move on. Bucks rolling the Heat. Kevin Blackstone, before we sat down, you said they're just grounding them into dust. And I love that expression. These games are over 5 minutes in. Bucks don't look like the Bucks of last year, which is a good thing for them. And the Heat definitely don't look like the Heat from last year, and that's a terrible thing for them. Milwaukee announced today they'll be without starter Dante DiVincenzo, though, for the rest of the playoffs. That injury last night is significant, so it's not all good for them. Kevin, more about what the Bucks are doing or the Heat aren't doing, and it's specifically, why is this year so different for these two teams?
Well, it's all about what the Bucks are doing. The Bucks have rounded into now what is the best team in the East. They already outscore everybody 120 points a game. And look at this defense. 84 points from a Heat team last night. Outscored them 63 points in the last two games alone. Jrue Holiday, everyone's talked about what he's added to this team. You got Middleton out there. You got Forbes being a marksman from the three-point line. This is an all-around team. And you got the best player in the East probably right now in Giannis. And last night, he's not even the leading scorer for his team. Two other guys took the lead from him in that
So
category.
You're 100% sold on this team and the playoff problems they had at the close of games the last 2 years, you believe, is a thing of the past.
I think it is a thing of the past, what I'm seeing right now. What they won 11 of the last 13 games, I really like
Sarah, how about you?
Yeah, I'm going to start with the second half, which is what's different from last year, and that's a lot of things. There was no home court advantage. There were different sight lines in the bubble. There was the mental health aspect. There were players opting out. There was so much going on, and I don't want to take away from what the Heat did, but all of that combined to make a very different feeling playoffs, and a lot of what worked for them is not working now. Now, a lot of that is because of the Bucks' changes. Giannis Antetokounmpo is on Butler now. He can't get anything. With Lopez and Giannis, they are stuffing up the paint to the point that they can't get anything inside, and both Bam and Butler have been shut down, which leaves some of those auxiliary guys that were so incredible and stepped up last year just not looking as effective. You add in Drew Holiday, who's been exactly what they hoped for when they took him on in the offseason, and this is a Bucks team that the Heat have no chance of competing with.
Woody Page, you heard Kevin and Sarah to some extent, but Kevin flat out said this is the best team in the East now. Is Milwaukee the best team in the East in your eyes?
I didn't hear him say that, but I want to see a series between the Nets and the Bucks. But I think Sarah made a lot of good points about Miami taking advantage of situations last year that didn't exist this year. Mm-hmm. I mean, we looked at the Miami Heat all year long. You go, well, they're gonna warm up as you get into the season. Yeah. They never did. They slid into the playoffs, but this is not a very good team, honestly. The Bucks are a very, very good team because they added Holiday. They have actually given Giannis what he wanted. He said, surround me with some more players. They still have Middleton. Lopez is doing a nice job so far. I mean, he's really kind of underrated, but the guy has been a force in the middle defensively, and he helps out offensively. I think this is a team that can advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. I think it's a team that can test the Brooklyn Nets. Mm-hmm.
Okay. They are the western part of the Eastern Conference. I see what you're saying there. And Jun Lee, how about you?
Yeah, I mean, to jump in on the Drew Holiday praise party, I think when he was in New Orleans, he was one of the most underrated point guards in the league. And with his addition, Milwaukee's shooting 68% on passes that he's assisted on in this series.
Good statue.
And so it's one of those things where, yes, Milwaukee has gotten better, but also when you look at Miami right now, Tyler Hero, the hero of the bubble last year, scored 9 points last night. He hasn't looked like the phenomenon that people predicted him to be, taking the next step as an NBA star that a lot of people expected him to coming out of the bubble last year. And so there's obviously two things going on, but I really do think it's more of the Bucks than the Heat right now.
Here it is. One more story for you guys right now, and it's this quote from Tyronn Lue. This is going to show who we are and what we're made of. Clippers down 0-2, musty in Dallas tonight. Sarah, what is this? This is what we are made of that they speak of, and what happens if the Clippers don't win tonight?
We are absolutely going to see what the Clippers are made of tonight. I guarantee that.
Wow.
And it's not a lot. They're not made of a lot. I'm so sorry, but they can't communicate. Kennard isn't playing. Ibaka isn't as his best. PG never shows up in the playoffs. Kawhi is somehow one of the greatest, most talented players who can't actually change a team around him effectively enough to compete with even a team that is so dependent on their superstar in Luka. Now, Luka, we can't underestimate how much of an effect he's had on this. He's been incredible. His numbers are insane. But the Clippers keep clipping. And I will say there is one good thing for the Clippers. They went out of their way to avoid the Lakers in the postseason, and they're not going to see them. So that's good.
Woo! That was just a tour of emotion there, tour de force from Sarah Spain. Kevin Blackstone, when you hear Tyronn Lue say, we're going to show everyone what we are, what do you think?
Well, it better be a W because otherwise it's not going to smell really good. Mm-hmm. I'll say this about the Clippers. They're missing the energy that they had last year, and a guy like Montrezl Harrell, gone. They're missing Lou Williams. They can't score it out. They don't have a complimentary score to the big two, gone. And the guy that they got for him, they barely play him. Playoff Rondo, sitting on the bench. You might want to change that up so that you don't have to have Kawhi Leonard be a point forward and hold the ball that long. So they got a lot of changes they got to make.
Jun Lee.
Yeah, and I think if you contrast this with the last team that Kawhi Leonard led to a championship, there's just something missing here. With that Raptors team, it felt like Kyle Lowry was kind of the heart and soul that drove that team. But with this Clippers squad, something is just missing. There's just something that, and there's an it factor that is just not there. And obviously, they're one of the most talented teams in basketball on paper, but they've just proven year after year right now with this current group of players that they just can't get it done when the time really matters.
Woody Page, you've covered the game for a long time. You've heard teams and players say, we're going to show you what we're all made of, and sometimes it works out in their favor. How do you feel about the Clippers saying it here?
Yeah, I think Kevin's right. They're going to show us exactly what they're made of. Not much. That's exactly.
That was Sarah, but thank you for listening.
Caroline, our researcher, I had a discussion with her this morning about how many points that Leonard was averaging in the series, and I thought it was about 17. Well, I am so wrong. It's 33. It seems like 17 to me, though, that he is not dominating. Okay. He's trying to be on both ends of the floor and not doing it whatsoever. Paul George, hello, Paul. Good to see you again. The same player you were last year when you lost those three straight to the Nuggets. Nothing has changed whatsoever.
All right, so everybody's got jokes. I get that. Tonight, who you got? June Lee, make the pick.
I'll say the Clippers extend the series by another game.
Kevin Blackstone?
Not the Clippers.
Sarah Spain? I think I know where you're going here. And Bam. Woody Page.
Luke.
All right. Buy or sell on the other side.
Around the Horn is brought to you by PlayStation Plus. Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
Knicks Hawks, game three tonight. Will Trae Young carry over everything from those first two games? Minus him sitting huge parts of the second half. Don't carry that over. Atlanta's first home playoff game in years. We'll see how their fans compare to Knicks fans. Woody, I know you're not going to listen to anything anyone else in the show says, so why don't you start us off? What will decide tonight's game?
McMillan not benching his best player for 7 minutes in the third and fourth quarter when the game's on the line. He's got to realize this is a kid. He could play all night and tomorrow, too. And the second point is, this is not Madison Square Garden. The Knicks are going to fall gracefully here.
Sarah Spain.
Yeah, playing Trae Young longer and more and adjusting to the game instead of a plan you make before the game. Also, the Hawks shoot way better at home than they do on the road. But I want to point this out. Randle hasn't been as effective as he could be, and that's because he's letting them bait him into taking baseline mid-range jumpers, which is not what he does best. They need to use a pick and roll with the ball in his hands to start and force him toward the free throw line instead of toward the wing, and he'll be much more effective.
I mean, we should bring in a whiteboard, and you can do a little chalk talk for us here, Sarah Spain.
We don't have time. We don't have time.
Kevin Blackstone.
Yeah, I think it's going to be the three-point shooting. The Hawks were not as efficient, 27% in game two. Back home, they'll be a lot more comfortable, and I think that that's going to be the difference, three-point shooting.
That's three for the Hawks. And how about you, Jun Lee?
Yeah, I mean, everyone mentions Trae Young's shooting and whether or not he's going to be able to keep that up, but I also think it's about whether or not the Knicks are going to be able to carry over that energy that they got from MSG. I mean, Knicks fans have been basically in the deserts of Tatooine looking for any resemblance of life, and they have a drip of water in this win and a tied series right now. And so whether or not they're going to be able to carry that energy into Atlanta on the road, I think is going to be a major determining factor in this.
Frank Isola said yesterday the last time the Knicks played the Hawks in the playoffs, there were a lot of Knicks fans in Atlanta. Problem is, those people are now 90 years old. We'll move on. A story we did yesterday, Naomi Osaka not talking to the media after the matches at French Open. She said for her mental health upkeep. Panel was split on that. I introduced that topic, this topic with that topic just because this has to deal with media availability as well. Joe Girardi refusing to disclose information to the media on Philly's players going forward, he says, because it's a competitive disadvantage. Now, there was a story earlier this week. Bryce Harper took off a second day, and that's how Girardi spun it. But the fact is, Harper's now injured and on the IL. Jun Lee, do you buy Girardi's reasoning there to not disclose so much to media now?
Well, I think you have to point out the context here, and that Joe Girardi has done this in the past. He has a history, back when he was managing the New York Yankees, of kind of telling half-truths about injuries. And on top of that, here in this situation, he was putting his player in a bad situation by not disclosing the fact that he has an injury and putting him in the line of fire from fans. And so there's a whole lot of things at play here, but I don't expect the Phillies to make the playoffs. And this is only kind of undermines his credibility with the media, and I think only draws more scrutiny towards kind of how he's managing the team on a day-to-day basis.
You focused to start, though, on the Bryce Harper part. Do you see this more as Girardi trying to get good with this player, or Girardi in a quarrel with media, June?
I see it as more of a quarrel with the media, trying to shape public perception, because if he was truly looking out for Bryce Harper and thinking through kind of the ramifications of his actions here, he would have thought about the fact that not disclosing the injury puts Bryce Harper in a bad position. And that's his job, is to put, you know, Joe Girardi's job is to put his players in the best position possible.
Kevin, how do you consider it all with competitive advantage or disadvantage and availability?
Yeah, I don't see the competitive nature of it. I Joe Girardi strikes me as sandpaper when dealing with the media. I go back to the Segura incident just a few weeks ago when he got into it with a media guy who was simply asking the question, what was the beef that apparently you two had that we could see going on during the game? So, you know, just answer those questions. Everything will be fine, but this isn't about competitive advantage, no.
Sarah Spain, is it about advantage for you?
There is a little bit there, but unfortunately that doesn't override the necessity to balance. It's a competition, it's also entertainment. There's gambling at stake. There's the reputation of players that the fans need to know or want to know whether they're available for injury or not. And then there's the fact that we know that Joe Girardi is potentially doing this because of those qualms with media that we talked about, where he's protecting himself from them being able to make judgment calls on his decisions if they don't have enough information to know why he's making those decisions.
And Woody Page.
Kevin, I'm listening to you, but I think you've got to go back to Northwestern and tell those people there that when they have an engineer graduate like Joe Girardi, they got to teach him how to be courteous, how to treat the media. I mean, Northwestern's a big media school. Treat them a lot better. I'll take you back, June, 25 years, quarter century ago, when Girardi got into it in the clubhouse with me after a playoff game and was in my face and in my chest, and he went out in the hallway and apologized and said, I'm just defending my manager and showing everybody in the locker room I'm in control of you guys.
Oh, that's a great story, Woody Page, inside information. So are you thinking that some of this is performative, and once again, to get in the good graces of Bryce Harper? That's a great story, Woody. Kevin Blackstone, June Lee, great scores today, not enough to go on. Sarah, what did you call it? It's competition, it's entertainment, and gambling is involved. That's showdown as well. Let's go. Missing your start because of traffic. Shohei Ohtani and the Angels teammates weren't able to get over the Bay Bridge because of an accident, turned around, took the BART, still got to the ballpark 2 hours before first pitch, but that's an hour later than Ohtani. Usually we get warmed up the pitch, so the Angels scratched him and he DH'd, went 0-4 for the game. Angels lost to the A's. Are you all right with the traffic excuse, Woody Page?
Absolutely. I've had it before, going over the Bay Bridge to Oakland Raiders games from San Francisco. Nobody stays in Oakland. That's why it's a problem.
Okay, that is a problem.
Woody Page, what are you doing here? That was like the California. Yeah, I'm okay with it. Stars, they're just like us. They can't levitate over traffic. I'm cool with it.
I remember a Yankee pitcher who got stuck in the George Washington Bridge one year in a cab, got out of the cab, ran the, 25, 30 blocks. The Yankee
Back
stadium,
in my
started
day,
that game.
Pitcher would
His
run.
Name was Domingo John, I think. We'll move on. Game 7, wild that we're here. Wild the Wild are here. You had all Vegas. Everybody big Vegas. Tonight, Minnesota versus Vegas for Game 7. Sarah, what will decide it?
Wild are 3-0 in game sevens. They've won them all on the road, and they've won two straight to force it. They've got momentum. They're winning it.
Momentum. Interesting. Go ahead, Woody Page.
Different. The difference is Fleury. Fleury in goal is going to have a great night, and two, a flurry of shots by Mark Stone.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the difference in this game.
Sarah, I want to give you the point. Your answer was amazing, but my momentum is carrying me to Woody Page. Oh, momentum. 30 seconds, Woodrow.
Everybody have an incredible Memorial Day weekend. You're going to be out grilling burgers. Well, guess what? It's National Burger Day, and I want to show my appreciation for all the guys in sports who are associated with burgers. That would be Mitch Burger, Ben Roethlisberger. That would be O.J.
No.
Mayo.
Oh,
that
man.
Would be
oh, no.
Jesus Salute. That would be Shanning Fry. That would be Chad Lettuce Bettis. That would be...
That is better.
Trevor Bauer, who has onions.
You know what? I immediately regret my decision. Sarah Spain, Sarah, please.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, please. My apologies to you.
What?
We are working Monday. We'll see you in 71 and a half hours. Have a great weekend.